Okay, we'll do number five, which is, what are Jizo statues for?
Jizo is a popular body statue in Japan. It is found in the precincts in the Buddhist temples. And he is a protector of travelers and pregnant women, children, and particularly to save the soul of Mizuko babies who were died before they were born. So people often put red beads or heads on the statues to appreciate the Jizo for helping the Mizuko babies.
Right. Okay, good. That's pretty fine. That's pretty good. No problem. The Mizuko here is fine. Babies who died before they were born. Sometimes we just say unborn babies. It's a very short term. Unborn babies. What I think would work. It's much shorter. Okay. I'll have you answer the same question. Ready? What are Jizo statues?
Jizo is a popular bodhisattva in Japan. You can easily find Jizo statues on the side of the roads and training hiking trails. Mm-hmm. And because Jizo is the protector of travelers, and also Jizo statue is the protector of pregnant women and children and Mizuko babies who were unborn.
Mm-hmm. Who are unborn babies. Yeah.
It's believed that Jizo eases the suffering of Mizuko babies in the afterworld. And so people often put red beads and hats on the statues for thanking for helping the Mizuko babies.
Hmm. Okay. In place of Mizuko, you could basically, again, just say unborn babies. So in this answer, they have, Jizo also protects pregnant women, children, and unborn babies. Okay, that's fine. You don't even have to mention Mizuko babies, which are da-da-da. Just unborn babies means that. Okay, good. What are Jizo?
Jizo represents Bodhisattva. The statues are quite smaller, about 60 centimeters tall. And they are sometimes lined up in several along the road or hiking trails.
Okay, so they are sometimes...
Sometimes lined up.
Ah, okay, lined. Yeah.
Lined up in several along the road or hiking trails. And Jizo is considered the guardian deity of children or... the boundary deity, the boundary traveler's deity.
Ah, okay, traveler's
deity, and they are often draped with red bibs or clothing. And people who have lost a child or unborn babies, they often make these offerings for the soul of them.
Hmm. Okay, sure. All right, yeah, so the Jizo really has two functions, to protect travelers and then to protect children, pregnant women, and unborn babies. So there's kind of a broad function. Okay, good. What is Jizo?
Yes, Jizo is a bodhisattva who reaches enlightenment but postpones Buddhahood until all can be saved.
Okay.
Ji means earth, zo, storehouse, or a repository of treasure, or womb. Jizo embodies supreme spiritual optimism, compassion, and universal salvation. Jizo, one of the most beloved of all Japanese divinities, is a savior par excellence and a friend of all. Since Jizo also the protector of travelers, you'll find statues of him on the sides of roads and hiking trails and in every corner of Japan. He's also a protector of pregnant women, children, and unborn babies whom Jizo eases from the suffering in the afterlife. Did you notice that Jizo wears red bib and sometimes a red hat? According to Japanese folk belief, red is the color for expelling demons and illness. That is why he wears red beard and a red hat.
Okay, good. All right. And what is Jizo?
I'm not sure, but there are eight evils. The number is not sure. So
eight evils?
In this world.
Oh.
So eight Jizo are usually lined up. And Jizo wears very wide sleeve cloth. So behind his sleeves, he protects children. I'm not sure, sorry.
Mm. Right, okay, he protects children and travelers. So there's kind of a mixture, right? Okay, we'll go on to the next question, but I think he knows the answer for this one. Where is there a famous temple that has many Jizo?
Oh, okay, in Kyoto, yeah. Kyoto, Sagano area, it has a temple. Not a Sagano, but Adachi-no area.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're from Kamakura. I thought you were going to say Hasedera. Isn't
Hasedera? Hasedera, yes.
I was thinking you say Hasedera. Yeah. Especially he's from Kamakura. And he's Kyoto. I don't know the place in Kyoto, yeah. But I'm sure there's many. But
yeah, in Hasedera, there are many, maybe over 200-300.
Yeah.
Jizo.
Yeah.
It's so, small ones.
Yeah, they're small. They line the path up the hill.
But
so,
in Kyoto, Adachi-no, there is a temple which has a huge amount of small
Jizos. Oh, okay. I have to look
it's
at that.
It's very famous.
All right, I have to look at that one. Yeah. I don't know Hasedera. So. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, maybe know where there is one shrine that has the Jizo. Okay, next questions we go on to are rather simple. If you look at this, these are like, compared to number four, the answer, you have like two lines. So these are very simple. Let's see what your answers are. One of the things is here next is what is torii? The only thing when I would describe this, I use the word beams, B-E-A-M-S, for the word cross pieces. Now, in building wood or that is up and down is called a pillar. I think you know pillar. A piece of wood or some kind of, like maybe in the torii it could be stone, that goes horizontal is called a beam. Yeah. So if you like cross pieces, that's fine. Beam, I would tell people it's, two pillars, and on the top are two beams. But of course, cross pieces is fine. So
at that time, I have to say horizontal beams.
Actually, people have asked me this question. I don't think it's bad English. I think it actually makes it very clear. Two horizontal beams, just to make it very, very clear, right?
But I don't have to say.
Not really. So, yeah, there's two pillars with two beams on top.
Oh. So when you say beam, it implies horizontal.
Yes, I think, yeah. Because, yeah, that so pillar is up and down, beam is across, horizontal. Pillar is vertical. So what is torii?
Okay. Torii is the gateway without roof to a Shinto shrine. It consists of two pillars and two beams. It is regarded as a barrier against the evil spirits. In addition to this, it tells us there is a shrine from a distance.
Okay.
As torii is usually very high.
Okay, good. And let's go to her. What is torii?
I have one question.
Sure.
Can I say torii is the gateway or the torii is a gateway?
Both are okay.
Both are okay?
Yeah, okay. In this case, both are okay.
Because in these questions and answers, sometimes something. Mm. Sometimes the.
Yeah, actually, something. To be correct, probably the is better. The. The is better. Because when it says the, it means it's like the only gateway. If you say a gateway, it means there's other kinds. So that's why if you specify, make it definite, Tori is the gateway to the shrine, maybe it's better. But I don't think they're going to mark your grammar as bad if you say a. But I would probably say Tori is the gateway to the shrine. But that's the nuance. Okay? Yeah? All right. What is a Tori?
A Tori is a traditional gateway found at the front of the shrines. It symbolizes the boundary between the sacred place and the profane place.
Okay, sacred place and the ordinary place.
Ordinary place.
Yeah.
It consists of two pillars and two beams on the top.
Okay. Good. Where is there a famous Torii gate to see?
Well, I would recommend Ikusima Shrine in Hiroshima Prefecture. This shrine is regarded as the one of the three most famous scenic locations in Japan, and this shrine looks like floating on the sea, and its Torii is a very large and. It's a symbol of its shrine.
Okay, right. So it looks
floating on the sea.
Okay, it looks like it is floating on the sea.
It looks like it's floating on the sea.
Yeah, the English grammar is very common, but a lot of here says it looks like floating. No, you can't say that. It looks like it is floating on the sea. Okay, good. And pass to her. What is a Torii?
Torii is the gateway to a Shinto shrine. It has two pillars and two beams at the top. It is regarded as a barrier against evil spirits.
And where is there a famous Torii?
I would like you to recommend to go to Meiji Shrine. It has a big Torii at the entrance. It was made of wood, made of stone. Is that right? No, made of wood. Yes.
But what is special about the Torii at Meiji Shrine?
Special?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. The tourist? The tourist gate in Japan.
Well, it's the tallest wooden.
The tourist wooden
Torii. Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't measured. I don't know the facts. But there's some made of stone, right? Some concrete. They could be bigger, but I think it's the tallest. I know for sure wooden Torii in Japan.
12 meters.
It's 12 meters? Okay. So it's the tallest Torii in wooden Torii in Japan. Okay. Good. Let me have you ask just the same question. What is Torii?
Torii is the gateway to a Shinto shrine. The gate has two pillars with two close beams. They are connected at the top. And it is regarded as a barrier against the evil spirits. Mm-hmm. And they are often painted red or bright oranges. And it considered to be an auspicious color.
Okay. Tell me about Miyajima.
Miyajima is one of the famous historical places.
Scenic places.
Yeah. And it's located in the Hiroshima Prefecture. It takes about 1 hour from the Hiroshima city by train. Mm-hmm. And the Itsukushima Shrine is located in the Miyajima, and it's a very... So, renowned for the scenic beauty, and the Torii Gate, it looks like it is a this floating on the sea.
Right. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Just for your information, most tourists will not know Itsukushima Shrine. If you say Itsukushima Shrine, they go, what's that? Where's that? If you say Miyajima, everybody knows. So they associate that as Miyajima. Yeah. So if you look at tourist books or, you know, websites, people ask questions about travel, and everyone talks about going to Miyajima and the shrine, but everyone just kind of puts it in a package as that's, you know, equals Miyajima. But it actually has a name, Itsukushima Shrine, right? If you look at the tour guidebook, they will talk about Itsukushima Shrine, but tourists in their mind, that's Miyajima. Okay, good. So that's one of the three scenic spots in Japan. Let's try going on to the next question. Is number seven. What is the origin of torii?
Origin of torii. First, in kanji, Chinese character, torii, literally, tori, bird, I, is.
Okay.
Yes. And the name torii derives from the term toriiru. Pass through and enter.
Okay.
And its shape evolved from some kind of bird perch.
Yeah.
That's the origin.
Okay, good.
And it's a little story. Ancient text, the Kojiki and the Nihon Shoki mention Yamato Takeru, after his death, became a white bird, and in that form chose a place for his own burial. And that's the bird
the
perch.
Bird perch. Oh, okay. And it became sacred to shrines, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just ask you, we talked about Miyajima as one of the scenic spots. Where are the other two scenic spots in Japan?
One is Matsushima in Miyagi Prefecture.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 260 small island covered with pine trees.
Okay.
And one more is Amanohashirase in Kyoto. It's a sandbar also covered with pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Right, okay.
And if you stand backside
okay,
toward the Amanohashirase and bend down and look through your legs, it looks like the sandbar connected to heaven.
Right, it looks like it goes to heaven, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Just like a bridge to the heaven.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, those are the other two places. And be careful, of course, everyone knows this is, huh? Everyone says Amanohashirase is in Kyoto.
Yes.
Right. Is it next to Kinkakuji?
No.
No, it's Kyoto Prefecture, which is really far, like it's 2 hours or something.
What should I say? Kyoto Prefecture?
Yeah, that's fine. Kyoto, just, you know, that's fine. I'm just, you know, everyone, if you talk to foreigners on the guide test, you're fine.
Sandbar is sandbar means standing in the ocean, connected to the ocean.
Right, but I'm saying if you tell people, if you tell tourists it's in Kyoto, they think it's maybe next to Kinkakuji. Their image of Kyoto is Kyoto City, right? So just for your information, if you tell about that, say, well, make sure, you know it takes, 2 hours by train? It's very far from actually Kyoto, the city. It's in the prefecture, but not downtown area where most of the temples of Kyoto are. Yeah, that's all. Just, you know, people talk about being in Kyoto. They think it's near, you know, Kiyomizu-dera or something. Of course, it takes hours by train, right? Good. Okay. Let's go to your answer. What is the origin of torii?
Torii is originally a perch of birds.
Perch for birds is better.
Perch
huh?
for birds. And it locates it is located on the ground of a shrine. That's all.
Okay, that's all. Okay. What is your answer? What is the origin of torii?
Torii is said to have originated as a perch of perch for sacred birds of a shrine.
Mm-hmm.
In the famous Yoshinogari ruins, in Saga Prefecture, you can find the original shape of torii with a wooden bird, although it is reconstruction.
Oh, okay. Although it is a reconstruction.
It is a reconstruction.
And this is where? In
Saga Prefecture?
Oh, in Saga Prefecture.
That's
yes. Kyushu.
Kyushu, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yoshinogari ruins are famous for the Yayoi period ruins.
Oh, okay.
So they have houses and creek, not creek. What do you call that?
Pond? A pond?
No.
It's
surround,
moat?
Moat.
Moat? Oh,
moat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Against the enemy.
Against?
The enemy.
Ah, okay. To against the enemy or to protect against the enemy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. I'm not sure if I've been there. I know I went. How far is that from Fukuoka?
Oh, it's far away. 2 hours by train or?
Okay, I know I went to Fukuoka and my friend took me. There's other places of Yayoi. Yayoi ruins?
Mm-hmm. Yayoi ruins.
Are there others near Fukuoka?
Yes, there are many.
Oh, okay. So I went to something closer. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember where it was. I don't remember the
but
name,
Yayoi,
unfortunately.
That Yoshinogari is very distinctive in the for the moat.
For the moat. Okay. Moat. I can't.
So as far as you can't see that one, it's not Yoshinogari.
Okay. I don't think I went there. Yeah. I went. Saga's too far from Fukuoka, I think. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, let's go to the next question. What is Daibutsu?
Daibutsu is a large statue of a Buddha and is usually cast in bronze. There are two most famous statues of Buddha in Nara and Kamakura. The statue of Buddha in Nara is located in Todaiji Temple. It is the largest Buddhist statues in Japan. And in Kamakura, Kamakura's Daibutsu is located in Kotokuin Shrine. And the tourists can view the interior on the of the statue.
Mm. Okay, good. Kotokuin, right? Good. All right, good. What is Daibutsu?
The Daibutsu is a large statue of Buddha and usually cast in bronze. There are two famous Buddha statues in Japan. One is located in Todaiji Temple in Nara, and the other is located in Kotoku in Kamakura. Then the statue in Nara is about 50 meters high, and the Great Buddha's Hall is designated as the World Heritage Site. And the statue in Kamakura is about 11 meters high. And the Great Buddha's Hall was collapsed during the Muromachi period. So now it's located in the outside.
Okay, good. How tall is the statue at Kamakura?
11
meters, right? Okay, good. That's without the base, right? Yeah, good. All right, what is Daibutsu?
The word of Daibutsu literally means large Buddha, and it refers to a large statue of Buddha and is usually cast in bronze. And the two of the most famous statues can be found in Nara and Kamakura. And in Nara, the Great Buddha's oldest wooden building is designated as a World Heritage Site. And both statues in Nara and Kamakura attract many tourists from and abroad.
Okay, so besides the Great Daibutsu in Nara, what else is there interesting to see in Nara?
Nara. The deer's in Nara Park.
Okay.
It's another perk and Todai's temple and any others. Oh, Kasuga Taisha. Kasuga Shrine.
Yeah.
It's very close to each other.
Right.
It's located near, close to the JR Nara station.
Okay, right. So they're all kind of together, right? You can walk to each one. Yeah, the deer are famous. Okay, good. Okay, what is Daibutsu?
Yes, Daibutsu, literally, large Buddha.
Literally means large Buddha.
Literally means large Buddha.
Okay.
Excuse me. The two most Daibutsu are...
Two most famous Daibutsu.
The most famous Daibutsu are Daibutsu in Todaiji Nara, which is UNESCO World Heritage Site. And is over 49 foot, about 15 meters. And Daibutsu in Kofukuji, Kamakura, is about 44 feet, about 13 meters. They are so big, and with respect combined, we call Great Buddha.
Okay. Now the Todaiji Temple is, Todaiji is the 49 meters, right?
Yes.
Right, and how, so, try that sentence again. Can you read that to me again? Because it sounds like the statue is 49 meters.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Can not the footstool?
Well, no, the building is 49.
What?
Inside, the statue is 18. With
statue's 8? Daibutsu is sitting on some kind of zabuton-like thing.
Uh-huh.
That's inclusive, it's 18. But Daibutsu itself is 15 meters.
Did you say 49?
49 feet.
Oh, okay. All right. 49 feet. Okay.
My pronunciation is...
No, most people are saying 18 meters or something, right?
And 49 feet.
Okay, and the outside building is...
15 meters.
Right, and the outside building is 49
meters.
So I was thinking you're saying the building is 49. Okay, good. Okay. What is Daibutsu?
Daibutsu is a great Buddha, and the two famous ones are in Nara and Kamakura. And Kamakura Daibutsu once housed in a hall, but the flood damaged the building, so only statue was left.
Okay.
And people usually think Todaiji Daibutsu is more precious, but Kamakura Buddha is original one, am I right? So it is doubtful because Todaiji Daibutsu was burned twice.
Well, the Todaiji Temple was, maybe it's a temple burned, right?
Burned. Uh-huh. And Daibutsu was also burned. So the foot part is original one. Am I right?
I'm not sure.
hands... Their hands are different shapes.
Different shapes, that's fine. Mm.
So, meaning may be different, but I don't know the meaning, sorry.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that the... Okay, what is it? The Todaiji Temple, was it burned down or was destroyed?
So... it is two-thirds of the original site.
Right, the current building is two-thirds of the original site, which is still the biggest wooden building in the world.
It is older than Kamakura, so people think more precious.
Okay.
But it is doubtful, because Kamakura is the original one. Am I right? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think, the Kamakura one, the Nara one is older, yeah. Right, because it's from the Nara period. Mm. Now, I think some of it has been reconstructed also because it's so old, they had to patch it and make new parts, I think. But the Kamakura one is not so old, from about 1100s or
And their hair is clockwise, lahotsu.
Curls.
Palmed one.
Okay, permed curls.
Curled one.
Yeah.
And Nara's about 100 and Kamakura's less.
Oh, okay. So Nara has more. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about how many times a building burned down. I know that Nara... Wasn't Kamakura building, I'm not sure how many times it also had, but I think, what is it, the tsunami? There was a bad earthquake and the tsunami destroyed...
Yeah, there are many theories about that. Once someone said that it was the original one was made of wood.
The building? No, the statue?
Was statue.
Statue is made of wood. Okay.
Wood. Mm. And then it was bronze. It was made of bronze afterwards.
Okay. Right. But it also did have a temple.
Yes.
And it was destroyed. I'm not sure how many times, but they never rebuilt it. Well, the Todaiji, they rebuilt during Edo period. Okay. All right. Is everybody okay with this Daibutsu thing? I guess, you know, it's really hard because I teach this and I try to remember things and I still can't remember everything. Then I hear new things about which one's more precious and I'm not sure, but they're both precious, okay? So, okay, what is Juzu?
Juzu is a Buddhist rosary. Rosary.
Yeah, the accent is the first one, rosary.
Rosary. In the case of formal Juzu, it has 108 beads representing 108 worldly sins. The number might be 54 or sometimes 24. 27. It depends.
Okay, so it doesn't always have 108?
Correct.
Beads? Okay. Yep. What are Juzu made from?
Made of... I'm not so sure. It's made of wood.
Okay.
And stone.
Okay.
Not grass. I think wood or... stone.
Well, I think technically, is it supposed to be crystal?
A crystal.
Maybe it looks like glass. I don't know. It could be glass ones also.
Yeah, glass ones also. Okay. And as worshippers recite prayers or sutras, the rosary is held with their hands.
In their hands. Okay, good. Let's pass to her. What is Juzu?
Juzu is a Buddhist rosary consisting of 108 beads, which represent 108 widely desires. When people recite prayers or sutras, they hold a rosary in their hands.
Okay, what is Joya no Kane?
Joya no Kane is a 108 chants. Of temple bell, which are sounded around the midnight on New Year's Eve. According to the Buddhist teaching, people usually have 108 desires, worldly desires. So by striking the temple bell 108 times, it is believed that the worldly desires are removed.
Okay, say that again.
By striking temple bell 108 times, the people's worldly desires are removed.
Good, okay, all right, good. Good, okay. What is Juzu?
Juzu is a Buddhist rosary. On the rosary are the 108 worldly. The Buddhist Juzu is a Buddhist rosary. On the rosary are the 108 beads representing the worldly sins.
The 100. Okay, that's probably be representing the 108 world sin. worldly sins.
Representing the 108 worldly sins.
Yeah, okay.
And people hold the rosary in their hands while praying in front of Buddha or Bodhisattva.
Okay. What are some of the worldly sins?
Some of the worldly sins are lusty, anger, jealousy, gluttony, and so on.
Okay, so lust.
Lust.
Yeah, not lusty.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah,
lust.
Good. All right, those are good examples. Lust, gluttony, jealousy, anger, things like that. Good. Okay. Let's go to the next one. I think we'll kind of go a little faster so I can add some extra questions, because I don't think this is hard, right? These are kind of short answers. So what about number 10? What is mokugyo? And the answer here has mokugyo is a slit wooden gong employed while chanting Buddhist sutras. Well, this sounds a little... it's okay, but I think we could make it a little better. I don't like the word slit because it confuses my imagination. I don't know what a slit gong is. So I would take it out, slit. It's also, I find difficult for Japanese to pronounce it because it's not sleet, right? Surito, something, because there's an L there, it's an I. So I would just avoid that word. So mokugyo is a wooden gong. What? Do you hit the wooden gong at your home? Do you have one at your home? No. Who hits it? The priest. So mokugyo is a wooden gong that Buddhist monks beat while chanting Buddhist sutras. Okay, so... just very clearly specify that Buddhist monks are the one that beat it. Usually people don't hit this. It's usually for the monks that do this. So, mokugyo is a wooden gong that Buddhist monks hit while chanting Buddhist sutras. And that's all I think. Anything else you want to add is fine. Okay. So, what is mokugyo?
Mokugyo literally means wooden fish. It's a kind of a wooden percussion instrument beat by monks.
Mm-hmm.
It's often used during leisures after recitation of sutras.
Sutras.
And this wooden fish mokugyo serves to keep the rhythm during sutra chanting.
Okay. Good. why it does it look like a fish?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Does anybody have an idea? Does he know? Okay, let's see. I have been told something. Maybe it's not correct, but let's see what his effort matches.
It is said that fish have... fish never close their eyes.
Okay.
So it means... we have to walk hard like fish.
Right, and you have
and
to...
we and priest walk hard. Have to walk hard.
Right. So, yeah, fish. That didn't match us. Fish can't close their eyes. So fish, technically, do fish sleep? They stay awake. So while you're listening to the sutra, you have to stay awake like the fish. Pay attention, I heard also. And work hard, right? Because the fish don't sleep. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay, good. Let's go to same question. Oh. And your turn. What is mokugyo?
Mokugyo is written wood fish. And that's because why it's... also, it's kind of fish lying down shape. And because fish can't close their eyes, as like a fish, you have to be awake all the time. When a Buddhist monk hit the mokugyo and chant sutra, and anyway, mokugyo is a wooden gong that Buddhist monks beat while chanting Buddhist sutras.
Okay, good. And what is Mokugyo?
When we visit temples to do some Buddhist ceremonies, priest uses Mokugyo. Mokugyo is a kind of gong, and priest chants sutras according to the rhythm of Mokugyo. It sounds like pok pok pok, because inside is empty, so it echoes, I think.
Okay. In this word, they have a... Do you know what a slit is? Does everyone know? I said maybe don't say it. Do you know what a slit is? Yeah, it's like a cut. It's like, you know, that what you call China dress? That dress is slit. Yeah, it's slit. It's open. We say that's a slit, or it's open. So it's been cut. So you have the open part left after cutting is a slit. That's what it is. Okay. What is your answer for what is Mokugyo?
Mokugyo is a wooden gong and is beaten by Buddhism priest.
Buddhist priest. Buddhist priest. Not Buddhism. Remember we talked about Buddhist is an adjective already, so you don't need to...
Buddhist priest.
Okay.
To create rhythm. The surface of the gong is carved out in the shape of a fish. It means, as I said, people and monks have to work hard, just like fish.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Any questions about this one? This is also pretty simple. Okay, so you can add some information. Again, this one is, you know, why it's shaped like a fish, because you have to work hard like the fish, because the fish don't sleep. They can't close their eyes. Okay. Good. All right, let's go to why do people visit Buddhist temples? And I think you could add some more information to this. So last week there's a question, but why do people visit Shinto shrines? The same thing we talked. There's lots of things. You can recycle these answers. You know, on what occasions do people visit shrines? You know, why do people visit shrines? When do people visit shrines? The same thing. The answers are all going to be the same. So when this says, what do people visit Buddhist temples for? Okay?
Okay. Japanese people visit Buddhist temples when they visit their ancestors' graves. They usually pay respect to their ancestors. And also people visit famous temples for sightseeing.
Okay. Yeah, that's short, but okay. I think, you know, the idea, and I think that maybe the Japanese concept is a little different, but, you know, what occasions do you go, why do you visit? So technically in English, sometimes, why do you visit, why do you go? It's kind of the same thing. Why do people go to Buddhist temples? So don't think of, I know, you think of Homon Sutra, why do you go there to visit, but basically why do you go there is the same kind of thing. Okay, let's go and have maybe the next answer and see what it is. Why do people visit Buddhist temples?
People mainly visit temples for funerals and Buddhist ceremonies. And also there are cemeteries in the temples, so people go to the temples to pay respect for our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And some just visit temples for sightseeing, and the others just go to the temples to pray for their wishes.
Okay, good. Those are good examples. Why do people go to Buddhist temples?
Some people visit Buddhist temples just for sightseeing because many historical places and natural treasures can be found there. And the Japanese mainly visit their ancestors' graves at temple on many occasions during the year. For example, especially during the Obon week and equinoctial week. Equinoctial weeks.
Equinox week.
And weeks, okay. And the anniversary, and in order to show their respect to the ancestors.
Right. Okay. Good. Equinox week. What is that? Ohigan? What is that? What is Higan?
Ohigan is during the weeks of equinox in spring and autumn, and during the weeks, people visit the ancestors' graves.
Is there something kind of a reason why they visit, do it that time of year? What does equinox mean? What is happening?
Day and night are the same.
Yeah, the day and night are the same length, and I don't know if I'm true, but there's something about people can cross the river
of
something, yeah, it's easier to cross when the night and day are the same. So you can pray to your ancestors easier when it's easy to cross the river to go back and forth to pray for them. Because
means the other side of the river.
Which one?
Higan, the in kanji.
Means the other side of the river?
The other side of the river.
Uh-huh.
That's the kanji.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's there, because maybe something in Buddhism where the day and night are the same, it's easier to go to the other side of the river or something. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's Higan, and the equinox time. You could say equinox time or equinox week. Okay. Good. One more time. Why do people visit temples?
Well, temples deals with the other world. That means after death.
Okay.
So Japanese visit temples when funeral services and other services related to the deceased.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Such as memorials, Ishuki, Nanshuki, you know.
Right, the memorial services, first year, third year.
Mm-hmm. And also temples have own cemetery spaces and managing them, and also selling cemetery spaces during such Buddhistic occasions.
Buddhist occasions.
We visit ancestors' graves after listening Buddhist prayers, sermon.
Right, and then some people.
And at the temple hall.
Right, okay. So again, just if you want to give, you know, other examples, sightseeing is also a reason. People actually go to Buddhist temples to pray at New Year's for the first time.
So famous temple sightseeing, but usually in our daily lives.
Well, it's just you might not go every. Yeah, right. But there's examples, again, for your test in order to make a full answer, then you need maybe some other examples too, which include sightseeing, which include going at New Year's time, which include, again, just say Obon or funeral services. And these are just some examples you can give in your answer. Okay? Good, let's go to the last question, which is, how can I distinguish Shinto shrines from Buddhist temples? And again, this is kind of like the answer we had last week. What's the difference between shrines and temples? Okay?
Shrines had a gateway, so it is very distinctive. On the other hand, the temples, statues are housed, and temple gates usually have roofs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And other different. Shrines much simpler. So compared to temples are more decorated.
Okay.
And shrines, very, very simple ones.
Okay, that's true. How are they simple? What is the difference? What are decorated in temples?
Temple is decorated. Temple is decorated. Usually statues.
Okay, right.
And it is guarded by two guardians at the gate.
Okay.
Big ones.
Right, okay, sure. Yeah, all right. So temples have statues. They might have paintings or pictures, where Shinto shrines don't have these kinds of decorations. Sure. How do you distinguish between Shinto shrines and Buddhist temples?
Well, Shinto shrines have one or two gateways, which is without a roof, which is very high, and usually it's red. So therefore, you can find the torii from a distance.
You can find or see the torii from a distance?
You can see torii from a distance.
Okay.
In the case of temples, they also have one or two gates, but they have roofs.
Okay.
And if you go forward into temples or shrines, in the shrines, you can find a huge twisted straw rope under the eaves of the buildings. So it's totally different from the shrine, from the temples. Mm. In the temples, you can find many statues inside the buildings. So you can easily distinguish from the outside, also in the inside.
Hmm. Okay, good. What is Temizuya?
Temizuya is a water basin, which is provided by the Buddhist temple to purify the visitors' hands and mouth.
It's a Buddhist temple?
A shrine.
Shrine, okay. Yeah, okay, so people can purify their hands and mouth, right? So Temizuya is also the water basin. At Shinto shrines, they have a water basin. I don't think Buddhist temples have. They have incense burners that you could maybe, if there's smoke, you can purify yourself. Okay, so there's some distinctions. Good. Okay, I think, again, this answer with Buddhist temples is, you know, decorations. So I think you've given some examples. Actually, there are many, many differences. So, again, just pick some, give some good examples. The more examples you give, the better your answer is. So there's, what, in Buddhist temples, pagodas. If they're large, you might have a pagoda. They don't have pagoda at shrine. There might be a cemetery next to the temple. If there's a cemetery, then it's not a shrine, because shrines don't have cemeteries. So these types of differences. So if you give several examples, then, you know, your answer sounds good. Okay, so that's why some of these other, the same thing with like number 11. There's different reasons people go. So you could give lots of different reasons why people visit temples or why people visit shrines. Okay, we will finish today. Again, next week we have more religion, more questions on religion, religious questions. And again, some of these are not very difficult. Many of these are from the Sambyaku Sen book, the vocabulary word book. Okay, so we'll practice that. And again, I'm not sure how long it'll take, but these are not very long answers, so therefore we could practice past questions. Okay, good to see you, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Okay, thank you.